Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts, where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by former defender Matt Hill. Matt played 15 games for Wolves between 2008 and 2010. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, considering.
Yeah, under the circumstances. Now, sadly, Matt, you was only at Wolves a short time. Obviously, you'd played at Preston for a number of years and you had a great career there. Did you enjoy your time at Wolves?
I did. I know, obviously, I didn't have a massive impact. Unfortunately, when I signed, we played a little practice game, and then the following training session, I went in for a tackle and tweaked my medial. Okay. So that meant that I was out on the sidelines for, which obviously halted that. And then in that period, obviously, Stephen Waugh was doing very well in that cover position at left back, which then found myself when I was back fit. Wardy was tough to replace. So again, it was unfortunate to have that injury and possibly, you know, I may have played a few more games, but again, you know, I was in a squad in a hungry team that were itching for success.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was Mick McCarthy did assemble a good young team there, and it would have been nice to see you obviously play more, Matt, but you still played your part, and you know, you was part of the team that obviously we went up, etc. And from your point of view, you're still in coaching now, aren't you, Matt?
Yes, I am. I've got my own little academy up in Preston. I also coach at Blackpool Academy doing the under 15s and 16s, so still very much part of the game in terms of coaching. I still kind of play a little bit. I'm still out there on the training, well, on the pitch against for Stafford Rangers. So again, I'm still enjoying the side of football. It keeps you fit, keeps you active, and keeps you at the house.
And your son's a professional footballer as well, isn't he, Matt?
Yeah, so James is 18 now. He's at Fleetwood Town Football Club, so he's doing well under Joey Barton. So he's been around the squad. He made his debut at 16, which was you know, incredible. He's made two other appearances after that. So he's just starting his journey. So long may that continue.
Brilliant, following his old man's footsteps. So, Matt, what formation are you going for with your best Wolves 11?
Well, I think it was the very simple classic 4-4-2.
Okie dokie. And who is going to be your goalkeeper in this 4-4-2?
So again, we were, you know, Wolves, I think, have been blessed with very good goalkeepers. But Wayne Hennessy, you know, very good keeper, young, obviously, coming through. Two great feet, and obviously a good shot stopper as well. So, Wayne Hennessy.
You're going for big Wayne? I mean, yeah. Wayne, obviously Welsh international as well. As a defender, Matt, I mean, how important was it to have someone as confident as Wayne behind you?
Yeah, so Wayne's really calm. I think, you know, you get some goalkeepers that are quite intense, you know, sort of on the edge. But, you know, Wayne's completely different character. You know, he was quite a laid-back, chilled player. But, you know, commanded his box well. I know, obviously, people sort of, you know, questioning more of his dominance because of his size and height. Yes. But again, he was only a young boy coming through. But again, you know, the ability that he had and he showed in terms of, you know, agility to save shots and, you know, his distribution out of his feet was, you know, was fantastic. So, you know, he had, you know, huge potential coming through, and it's nice to see that he's fulfilling it.
Oh, definitely. He's gone on to have a very, very good career. And who are you going to play at right back, Matt?
Well, again, he won Player of the Year, I think, in that season. I think it was Kevin Foley.
Yeah, great player.
You know, Yeah, Kevin, you know, really consistent, you know, to defend and obviously get forward and deliveries into the box. I'm sure Sylvain and Chris Looms was happy to receive balls coming in. So, you know, again, he was very consistent, you know, talking about an 8 or 9 out of 10 each week. You know, Kev was definitely that.
Definitely. I mean, I think the thing was with Kevin, he was one of them players where you knew if he got the ball, he'd keep possession, he'd do something positive with it. He really was a good player in our eyes.
Yeah, really reliable. You know, again, which I think the club was very fortunate with was, you know, have fit players, you know, players that were ready to play each week, and Kev was one of them.
Yeah. So, Kevin Farley right back, who's going to be your left back, considering you was a left back yourself, Matt?
Yeah, well, I mentioned him, Stephen Ward, you know, again, you know, for someone that was a striker and then filled in that position, you know, just because obviously, unfortunately, with Elokobi, sorry.
Yes, George.
Went out of my mind then. Big George, you know, unfortunately had his injury.
Yeah.
That was hence the reason why I came in as well. And again, you know, for Wardy just to step in, it was like, you know, wow, that is your position. You know, again, his energy levels to get up and down the pitch. Obviously, he's an attacking player.
Yeah.
So he brought a lot of attacking flair to the side. And, you know, I don't think he ever looked back. You know, that was his career. That was his career left back thereafter.
I think it was. And, you know, he come over from Ireland, as you say, as a striker. And then he made the left back spot his own through default. Yeah. But then he went on to have a fantastic career in the Premier League as a fullback.
Yeah, that was his position thereafter. So, you know, every credit to him.
Yeah. Who are going to be your two centre-halves?
Well, we had some good centre-halves. Obviously, you got Colo, you got Steers, Mancini who came. You had Christoph Behrer, which were, you know, good centre-halves at the time. But I would go with Jody Craddock, because he was, you know, a great leader, senior pro, led by example, you know, on and off the pitch.
Yes.
And I would go with Richard Stearman as well, because of his technical ability on the ball and his calmness, you know, good distribution, you know, another good player.
Well, once again, two quality centre-halves. I mean, with Jody, he obviously went on loan to Stoke and we thought that was the end of him at Wolves, and then he come back and played the best football of his career.
Yeah, you know, I think he was getting appreciated. I'm not too sure if he liked the song from the fans, but you know, it just proved how well he, you know, that's what a senior player does. You know, he knuckles down, cracks on with it, doesn't faze him, and you know, he had a, you know, a fantastic back end to the Wolves career. So, you know, like you say, every credit to him.
And once again, Richard Stearman, so calm on the ball, wasn't he, and such a strong player for a centre half.
Yeah, and again, you know, you want ball playing centre halves, and he was definitely one of those. You know, okay, a couple of occasions he may have your GC when he's doing his little cross turns around the edge of the box, but again, that was his bit of flair about him, and he knew what he was doing, and you know, like you say, gave that bit of calmness to the side and was able to get us playing on the front foot.
Yes. So in this 4-4-2, you're obviously going for two wingers. Who's going to start on the right hand side?
Well, Michael Keightley, I think that just stands out. I think, you know, again, his energy levels, his distribution in terms of getting crosses in was second to none. He was obviously always a positive player, but he was a clever player. He wasn't as quick as the other lad on the other side, which I'll mention shortly. But again, he had that cleverness to play around corners and the little give and go, which, again, you know, you know, made him a really tricky player for, you know, defenders to defend against. So, you know, he had a fantastic season in terms of goal scoring as well as, you know, contributing to crosses.
And I think as well, he made the transition from non-league football to the Championship look very easy, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Mick was very clever with players that, you know, again, young, wanting to prove a point, you know, and he was definitely one of those that, you know, wanted to show what he was all about. And, you know, he did that in spades. You know, he was churning out fantastic performances each week.
Oh, definitely. And who, well, I think I can guess who it is. So who's on the left-hand side?
Yeah, so Matt Jarvis, you know, he's you know, his pace, considering he was right-footed, you know, love to go down that channel and produce balls with his left foot, which obviously caused defenders absolutely, you know, gave defenders a torrid time, because, you know, if you've got a player that's willing to go down their weaker side and also can cut inside on his good foot, and then when he was getting his shots off to score goals, it was an absolute defender's night.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and again, you know, with his pace as well, you know, he had it all, to be honest, as a winger, you know, had it all. Great attitude, really fit, you know, had the delivery, had the end product. And you can see why he, you know, continued to do well in the Prem. And again, thereafter, unfortunately, his injuries towards the end halted him. But again, you know, a formidable player.
I mean, he's still playing now at Woking. But the thing is with Matt, obviously, again, He broke into the England squad while at Wolves, and that was a huge achievement at that time.
Yeah. Like you said, again, that just proved how good he was playing. You know, to be recognised, like you said, his consistency. You know, the great thing about the squad that we're talking about, yes, they were young, but the attitude on the pitch, off the pitch, doing the stuff, doing the extra in the gym, doing the extra, you know, in terms of finishing, you know, they were, like you say, top players to want to progress and go to that next level. So you know, it was no surprise to, you know, Matt getting his call up for England, because, you know, they were that hungry to succeed. And, you know, fair play.
So who are going to be your two central midfielders, Matt?
Well, they commanded, I don't think they, well, the person, the captain, Carl Henry, I think, don't think he had the praise that he should have really have got, I think, at times. I think, you know, without him, you know, he kept that play, you know, winning the ball back, keep things ticking over. Obviously, we're joining when he could. But, you know, for him to break up play, I think sometimes, you know, until he was out the side, you appreciate how good he was, you know, in the side. You know, Carl Henry was, you know, a leader. He was great, again, off the pitch, as well as on it. But again, you know, always kept the play ticking. Again, another player that was always fit and ready to go. And, you know, he was a great leader.
And I think with Carl as well, obviously, being locally born, it did mean so much to him. And I do agree with your point there, Matt, that he was a bit of an unsung hero. And it was a shame, but what a player he was. And he was pivotal in that 2008 and 2009 championship winning season.
Yeah, definitely. And again, his partner in crime, Jonah, Dave Jones, you know, again, the two of them, I think they were complimented, both right and left footed, you know, both can pass the ball really well. I think Jonah was obviously more of the attacking flair.
Yes.
In terms of threading balls into the wide men or switch a play. But, you know, again, they were like chalk and cheese, those two, on the pitch and off the pitch. So it was almost like a married couple sometimes, with the two of them sort of like squabbling with their little arguments. But again, it was great, because, you know, they had that camaraderie off it, and they brought it onto the pitch, which showed, you know. And again, between the two of them, they linked the play really well and got Wolves on the front foot.
Oh, definitely. And I think with Carl, he was very unselfish in terms of, you know, he wasn't notably noted as a goal-scoring midfielder, but he did chip in with his fair share of goals, but he did like to assist and he did like to bring others into play, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. And you need those sort of players, you know, to do the ugly side of things, you know, that has to sort of sit and hold a position and allow people to, you know, be expansive and then go where they want. And he had to have that discipline to obviously break things up and cover, and, you know, like you say, the ugly things that people don't really sort of, you know, take notice, because you're always looking at the people that are creating goals and scoring goals that you're more excited about and you're more drawn to. So obviously, yes, Carl's sort of job just goes, you know, quietly unnoticed.
And as for sort of Dave Jones, you know, very skillful player, once again went on to have a very good career after Wolves as well.
Yeah, again, you know, Jonah's got a great left foot. His delivery for set plays, you know, they were 9 times out of 10 on the money. You know, he took free kicks himself and contributed to scoring a fair few free kicks. So, again, he was that midfielder. You need that sort of attacking midfielder in your side, A, to create, and B, to obviously score as well. And, you know, Jonah had that package to do that, you know, as well as obviously doing his defensive duties alongside Carl. But, you know, his job was to go forward and create stuff. And, you know, I thought he did that very well.
Oh, yeah, very well. So who are your two centre forwards going to be? Who are going to get your goals, Matt?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it has to be Sylvain Evans-Blake and Christian Malumu. I think, you know, the two of them, you know, were on fire, you know, especially the early part of the season where literally everything they hit went in.
Yes.
You know, two again, you've got one that's, you know, great target man. You know, Loom's done the ugly side again with the, you know, flick-ons if he needed to, or just hold the play up, the link, to get us on the front foot. And then you've got Sylvain, who was, again, you know, the goal machine in terms of, you know, you've got to put that ball in the box, because if he didn't, you know, he would give you, he'd give you stick, you know. So he was hungry for goals, and he knew where the net was.
I mean, you could see Sylvain was obviously a natural born goal scorer. He started his career at Man United, so obviously, you know, they're no mugs. And you could see what, you know, obviously Wolves paid decent money for him, but you could see why. Yeah. I mean, he was an out and out goal scorer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. You know, again, it was just his character in terms of, if you didn't give him that ball and didn't cross that ball in the box, he'd look at you like death. And, you know, he'd say a few choice words as well. You know, he was, you know, demanding that ball constantly. He wanted to score goals. And, you know, that's what you wanted from a goal scorer. You know, they're kind of selfish in that way of, you know, you must feed me so I can deliver. And if you didn't, he'd let you know.
And to be fair to Big Chris as well, he chipped in with a lot of goals, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I think, I wonder if it was his best, you know, ever season in terms of goal scoring return. It'd be interesting when you ask him and speak to him next. But again, you know, the goal score, especially early, the early part of the season, you know, he was absolutely on fire, even scoring. I think there was one where he's or no red kick, and you think, if Fipinel, the big man, you know, he's a little bit stiff, but when the sun was shining, you know, he was pulling off all sorts of shots and volleys and whatnot. So he was, you know, like you said, he was a big character in the squad. And you know, he was very lively, and you know, he fed it off on the pitch as well, which you know, the boys all responded from.
And I think they did play well together. Obviously, Sylvain, you know, he wasn't renowned for his aerial prowess, but I think Chris was the one who was doing the flick-ons and holding it up.
Yeah.
And I think they just worked together so well.
They did, yes. You know, Sylvain was always the one sort of like running in behind, looking for balls being slid down the side. Again, when you're dropping balls into Chris was reliable to hold the ball up and link the play. And then again, this is what we're talking about with Dave Jones coming to support and then playing it wide to Jarvo or to Kite, you know, then that's when the sort of, you know, I say the magic happened, but that's why we were so dangerous.
Yes.
Because, you know, you have players that, you know, were reliable in terms of crossing in the box, in terms of hold up play, you know, and again, in terms of putting the ball in the back of the net, as they say, is the hardest thing to do, but they made it look easy.
And your manager, Matt?
Well, it has to be Mick, doesn't it? You know, he did so well for the club, again, especially with the players he recruited. You know, he had young, hungry players, and, you know, they all fought for him. And, you know, he had them all set up exactly how they wanted it, or how he wanted it. And, you know, all the boys delivered.
Yeah. So, Matt, your team it's a 4-4-2, Wayne Hennessy in goal, Kevin Foley right back, Stephen Ward left back, centre-halves Jody Craddock and Richard Stearman. On the right-hand side, Michael Kightley. On the left-hand side, Matt Jarvis. Dave Jones and Carl Henry in centre midfield. Centre forward, Sylvain Evans-Blake, Chris Iwolumo, and the manager, Mick McCarthy. So you're pleased with that team, are you then, Matt?
Yeah, that's a dangerous side.
That is a very dangerous side. Well, Matt, it's been fantastic to have you on the Wolf Whistle podcast. We do want to get you back on very soon to hear your full story. So we look forward to that. So once again, Matt, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Cheers,
see you
Matt.
Soon.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.